Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzo's Autonomous Zone, episode 187 for Sunday, August 27th, 2017. My lovely wife is trying to distract me. And day 27 of the 2017 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And she's cranky with me because I am doing the same subject that she used for hers. We might even have the same description on our podcast. It's a quick one. It's late. It's already... What are you doing, Alexa? Alexa, disconnect.
Now disconnected from Pixel.
I have no idea why Alexa was connected to my Pixel, but... Alexa,
I'm not sure.
She does things on her own sometimes. But it's late and neither one knew exactly what to do tonight, but we spent the last like hour or so playing Welcome to the Dungeon, which I think I mentioned last night. Pretty cool little game. Now it's not complicated. It's I mean, there's some nuances to it that you have to play the game to learn, but there are no nuances to it really that you have to know about, you know, role-playing games or MMOs or any or rogue games or anything like that to play. Really, I mean, it's a bluff game. It's because what you're basically doing. I mean, when we play a two player game, it's super fast. So as soon as somebody passes, you know, the bluff is over. But I mean, with four people, so you're picking these cards up and putting them into the dungeon, and you're basically making. So there's an adventurer character sitting out in the middle, and you're making the dungeon that they have to go into tougher and tougher as you go along, and you have options to pull cards out of that dungeon. But when you do that, you also you get to choose to remove one of the adventurer's like items, like his, you know, armor that's giving him more hit points or his weapon that lets him destroy things or whatever. And so when you do that sort of thing, since you've pulled a card out, you've arguably made the dungeon easier, but at the same time, you may have made the dungeon a lot harder, depending on what the other monsters are, depending on what you pulled away. And eventually, everybody decides, instead of picking up that card and making that decision about whether you're going to put it in the dungeon or whether you're going to pull a item away and pull that card away, you just pass. And when the last person passes, the person who's left goes into the dungeon and they either defeat the monster or they lose to the monster. And if anyone wins twice or anyone loses twice, they win. So, so the game can go on, depending on how long, how many people you have, the game can go on for a little while. It's actually pretty fun. Even two players, there was some nuance to the, like, oh, do I want to pass? Do I want to kind of push this thing and see if I can get the other person to pass, blah, blah, blah.
I still won.
And Charlotte won. She wanted to make sure that you were all aware of that. But it's with a three- or four-person game, I could totally see where there could be a lot of interesting, you know, double think to this game. So actually it's simple. It's not complicated. It's really easy, which is a bonus because it's easy to teach to people, etc. And there are some nuances in it that if you don't know the game, you know, if you don't know that the rogue player has a healing potion that lets them do blah, blah, blah. But you learn that after one time, you know, that's not a big deal. But the gist of it is this whole notion of the, pull the cards, how powerful these monsters, do I want to play them, do I want to bluff, do I want to pass, blah, blah, blah. So it's actually pretty cool. It's fun. It's a fun little easy game, and it's easy to teach. So that would be my discussion for tonight. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. You can find all the other goop, you know, from Google Plus to Goodreads to Last.fm to Amy Street, because I still haven't taken it off of there. You can find all that at kenzoid.com. And feel free to leave me a message there. This podcast is Creative Commons License, Attribution, Share Alike, version 3.0 US. And we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Bye.